USA News. I'm John Schaefer. A crash during a training exercise in northern Australia has killed three U.S. Marines. Defense officials say 23 Marines were on board the Osprey aircraft when it went down early Sunday on Melville Island north of Darwin. Three Marines were killed in the crash while five others were taken to Royal Darwin Hospital in serious condition. One person was killed and six others injured in a mass shooting in downtown Louisville early Sunday morning. Louisville Police Major Shannon Louder.
LMPD had received a report of multiple gunshot victims at the Southern Lounge and restaurant behind me at 3rd and Market. When officers arrived on scene, they located a male victim suffering from a gunshot wound who was deceased on scene.
Five other gunshot victims were hospitalized, including one in critical condition. No suspects are in custody. Officials are now saying a shooting at a store in Florida was racially motivated.
Three people were killed when a man opened fire at a Dollar General in Jacksonville. Sheriff T.K. Waters says the shooter, a white man, promoted his racist beliefs.
The shooter had authored several manifestos, one to his parents, one to the media, and one to federal agents. Portions of these manifestos detailed the shooter's disgusting ideology of hate.
The shooter then killed three black people in the store before turning the gun on himself. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said the gunman should have accepted responsibility for his actions.
He took the coward's way out, but we condemn what happened in the strongest possible terms.
I'm Jerry Barmash.
Russia is confirming that Wagner Group mercenary leader Yevgeny Prigozhin was killed in a plane crash last week. Russian authorities said earlier Sunday that genetic tests confirmed that Prigozhin was one of 10 people on board a plane that crashed on Wednesday. A tropical depression off the coast of Mexico could be a hurricane by the time it reaches Florida this week. A state of emergency is in effect in 33 Florida counties in response to the storm system, now called Tropical Depression 10. This is USA News.
If you have asthma, pay close attention to this message. It can save you hundreds of dollars on your healthcare costs. Right now, you can make a free call and get generic asthma inhalers for less than $20 a piece. That's cheaper than most of your insurance copays. And if you call right now, you can buy 10 or more and save even more. Our Rescue Asthma Inhalers are a real generic version of the product that you already pay hundreds of dollars for. Save yourself money and call now to order. If you have asthma, now you can save hundreds of dollars with no prescription required for your inhalers. Call right now. Learn how to get your Rescue Asthma Inhalers shipped directly to your door for less than $20 each. Call the Prescription Savings Hotline now.
800-451-0380. 800-451-0380. 800-451-0380. That's 800-451-0380. Call now.
Former President Trump's campaign says it's raised $7 million since his mugshot was released. On Saturday, a campaign official said they made nearly $20 million since Trump was indicted and arraigned in Washington. They claim $7 million of that was raised in 3 days after Trump was processed in an Atlanta jail and his mugshot was taken. The commander of the U.S. 7th Fleet says China's aggressive behavior in the South China Sea must be challenged and checked. Vice Admiral Carl Thomas's comments on Sunday followed the recent use of a water cannon against a Philippine vessel by China's Coast Guard. Thomas assured the Philippines of U.S. backing in the face of what he called shared challenges in the region. Some of R. Kelly's victims are being awarded $10.5 million.
Six women who were abused by Kelly and starred in the Surviving R. Kelly docuseries were trying to put on a public screening back in 2018. They say Kelly and his former manager, Donald Russell, tried to stop them. The pair intimidated the women and made threats against them, even threatening that someone was, quote, going to shoot up the place if they went through with the screening. The women sued Kelly and Russell and are now being awarded over $10 million while Kelly is serving a 30-year prison sentence. I'm Jacqueline Carl, New York.
And Gran Turismo. Turismo is off to a fast start at the box office. The racing film based on a true story earned $8.5 million on its opening day and could rake in another $6 million over the weekend. But even with the hot start, it will struggle to beat out Barbie. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-413-6441. 800-413-6441. 800-413-6441. That's 800-413-6441.